And joining me in the KRVS studios now are Gretchen Vanacore, who is the director of the Office of Sustainability here on the UL campus, and Benjamin Magallon, who is the graduate assistant from the School of Architecture in the Office of Sustainability. It's a relatively new initiative and office here on campus that actually brings in a lot of activities going on campus right now with all of the new building and the master plan that has been started on campus. We just had Joey Pons here in the studio talking about the bike lanes, which is also a part of what you all do in that office. So for much of our audience who has not even heard of the office, I think that we should just start off generally talking about how it got started. What is its place on campus, and why was this initiative begun, Gretchen?
Well, following the 2009 solar decathlon, the university and the community really at large really came together to make that project, the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home, successful. Not just in terms of, you know, we went to Washington, D.C. and placed well and did very well, but that the university and the community recognized how incredible things, projects can be when we work together, and that our culture really is more in tune with the environment than many people realize. We appreciate the environment. Many of us are, you know, spend lots of time outdoors in our beautiful region on our coastlands, and many more people were in touch with the environment than I think we realize. So following the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home, the Student Government Association really took it upon themselves to continue the sort of initiatives that were already coming out of Beausoleil and other great projects that already happened
on
campus.
And I guess I want to tell our audience, too, that you were the project manager for the Beausoleil.
I was.
Yes.
I was. I still consider myself extraordinarily lucky to just be a student at the right time to be a part of that incredible project, because it was a community-wide project. It
yes.
certainly wasn't just the architecture and mechanical engineering students and all the other students involved.
No.
Everybody came together to make it happen.
Yes, you all brought so many people into it, community members, business leaders, were all a part of that project. And I like the way you talk about our tradition of being a part of the environment, living with the environment so closely around us. And that was very much a part of the mission of the Beausoleil Solar Home.
It was.
What you all designed was really based on things that our ancestors knew, and you took those design structures and took into account the environment. So they were very natural things. This wasn't some, you know, newfangled idea that you were just imposing on
right.
the house or the community. You were really being sensitive to our traditions, our history, our culture, and incorporating that in with design.
Absolutely. While, you know, it was a solar home, I think that some of the more successful parts of the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home were the passive solutions, the ones that really put people back in touch with nature, opening windows, natural daylight, the sort of things that we've always loved and respected in the community and in South Louisiana, and just an appreciation for love and, I mean, for food and for family and friends being together.
Yes. So. And appropriately, your office is now in the Beausoleil home. That's where the office
of
sustainability.
It is officially the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home.
Yeah. Right.
So,
so after the project and the house was installed here on campus, you said that the Student Government Association continued some of the initiatives. And what were they doing?
Well, Student Government Association really stepped up to the plate for the Beausoleil Louisiana Solar Home, donating $50,000. But then following that, they started their own incredible initiatives with the Go Red recycling program on campus. We didn't have a real organized effort for recycling on campus before. And it's a very – I can attest to this just from the last few months of starting to assess where we are. It's a very big undertaking. To sort of organize students, faculty, staff, everyone to participate in that sort of effort. But Student Government Association took it upon themselves to initiate this program. And following that, we had a Student Government Association member who served as the first Office of Sustainability graduate student, and she did a phenomenal job. And following her graduation, we're lucky enough to get Ben who's here now, Ben then has taken on the role of the graduate student. And then I came on in December. I was hired. So
the Office of Sustainability is becoming more formalized, and it's actually under the president's office. So he feels that this is a very important part of campus life.
He does. And he actually he established his own council on sustainability in 2012, and they have since they've come together, and it's what's incredible about it, and I think it really represents what sustainability is all about. It's it's a broad spectrum of faculty, staff. You know, there's people from the staff from the facilities management, from Sodexo, our dining services on campus. And then we have faculty from architecture, from environmental sciences. It's really an all-encompassing sort of practice that we're all, and it really speaks to the point that we are all responsible for environmental sustainability. The President's Council came together, and Dr. Savla gave them a charge to write new policies guiding the university towards more environmentally responsible practices. And from that, they've started to develop the policies that we hope to have approved this semester. And I was brought on, and now we'll begin assessing where we are as a new member of ASHLEE, the Association for Advancement in Sustainability. It's a long acronym. But we're going to start self-assessing ourselves and making sure that we reach the benchmarks that have been set by other institutional leaders in sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned one activity, the recycling, and people are very familiar with that in our community. We have an excellent recycling program within Lafayette Parish, and many other parishes do as well. But when you say sustainability, Some people may not quite understand what you're including in that. Mm-hmm. We do hear the sustainable food movement, and people think, oh, yes, we could sustain our families by growing food. What are you encompassing by saying sustainability on the UL campus?
Well, sustainability in general, it's making sure that the practices that we participate in don't hinder future generations from having the same sort of resources that we have. We need to leave the earth and the environment and the resources in a better place than what we started with. So that's really the main part of sustainability at large. For the university, it's we focus on economic sustainability, social sustainability, and primarily environmental sustainability. We recognize that every spring and fall we're going to graduate as many as 1,000 students from the university, and they're going to go on and they're going to become leaders in the community. So we have a real opportunity to send out leaders who understand why sustainability is important. And then also as our place as an institution of our size in the community, we recognize that we're leaders and that we have to really be aware of the impacts that we have with as many buildings as we have on campus, the number of faculty and staff who are commuting to campus. We have to be aware of and provide good options for different transportation options for students. And that's why the bike lanes are so important to the university, and that they're safe and that students are aware of them and want to use them.
Right. Well, Joey Pons, again, was just here, and he mentioned that the website bike.louisiana.edu is a really good one to go to. You know, just listening to you talk about what sustainability means on the campus and in a larger sense, and going back to, I think, when we talk about these things, our grandparents, great-grandparents would not have found that strange.
Right.
You know, that they used everything very carefully. So many things they ensured were sustainable in their lives. And there seems to have been sort of this gap that we aren't as comfortable or familiar with talking that way or acting that way. But there is, and I know they mentioned this on the website under the Office of Sustainability, going back to President Stevens planting the oak trees and doing many things that would ensure that he left the campus environment better than he found it. And so that's a really nice tradition to go back to and say, yes, so what can we do? The oak trees are planted, but now where do we go and make it better?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a saying about great leaders plant trees that they'll never see. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a literal example. But sustainability is a part of our history here at the University of Louisiana. It's not new. It didn't start with Beau Soleil, and it certainly didn't start with the Office of Sustainability. But I think it's a testament to how serious the faculty, the staff, and the administration really believe in our role as leaders in sustainability for the community and the region.
Mm-hmm. The great thing is, too, that there's so many efforts already going on and have been going on campus that, you know, now are considered under this